Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a member here of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. Here we go with today's show. Once again, I can't talk about Raw or SmackDown Live because I don't have access to those shows. So I'll be talking about 205 Live, NXT, Five Star Wrestling, and Impact Wrestling. I hope you enjoy the show. And as always, if you haven't watched these shows, there will be spoilers. Pause this podcast and go and watch them. Or if you don't mind being spoiled, carry on listening. And if you've watched them, I hope that you enjoy my review, my results, my reports on these shows. So yeah, let's get right to it. First of all, 205 Live. Once again, its main focus is the Cruiserweight title tournament that Drake Maverick incepted a few weeks ago. And the matches on this show were Akira Tozawa versus Mark Andrews and Tony Nese versus Drew Gulak. So first of all, it was Tozawa versus Andrews. I really enjoyed this match. It was different in that I was expecting Mark Andrews to be high flying and to be speedy and, you know, have the agility and the ability that he does, but to slow down the match and make it more submission based was it was a breath of fresh air from him personally. I haven't really seen him do that kind of style before. And Akira Tozawa is, you know, one of the premier cruiserweights on 205 Live. So I thought this match was a really, really good start to the show that I enjoyed. I've read online that people didn't enjoy it that much, but it's, you know, it's all opinion and it's all subjective. So my opinion is I enjoyed the match. I didn't see a Mark Andrews victory, in honesty. I thought this would be for Akira Tozawa, but been a big fan of Mark Andrews since British Boot Camp 2, where he was really, really good. And the WWE UK title tournament, he really impressed in that as well. So yeah, this is a well-deserved victory based on those appearances, and we'll see if this is something he can capitalize on. Can he go the distance in the Cruiserweight title tournament? It'll be interesting to see going forward. Jack Gallagher is interviewed, and he's going to be wrestling against Mustafa Ali next week. Well, this week, coming tomorrow night. That should be a really good match. I'm looking forward to watching that one. And then Drew Gulak against Tony Nese. I speculated that it might start off from a comedic perspective and become, you know, a pure fight and bring out the best of both men. Well, there was no comedic aspect at all. This was just a battle, a fantastic fight between the two men. Drew Gulak has never looked as impressive since when he was in the Cruiserweight Classic, and Tony Nese was fantastic as well. Drew Gulak picks up the win with the Dragon Sleeper and shows so much viciousness, and really, this is the Gulak I want to see in ring. I don't mind the PowerPoint presentations and the, you know, for a better 205 Live and stuff, but in the ring, Gulak is fantastic. And if he can wrestle and use his submission skills and his fighting skills, he could go all the way in this tournament. So yeah, really, really enjoyed the main event. Different match to start off with Tozawa and Andrews. I didn't expect it would be about submissions and a slower pace, but it was interesting to watch. And Gulak against Nese was just a fight, basically, and all about Gulak and the submissions he could put Nese in and his viciousness, and it was just a really cool way to end the show. Very intense, holding up the WWE Cruiserweight title to end the show was Gulak. So yeah, It was a pretty decent start to the week, I think. I think that was a good show. Moving swiftly on to NXT. First of all, Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong. When I put this in tweets and stuff with the hand clapping, I'm not sure if it has the same emphasis, so I'm going to add it in now. This was an absolutely incredible match. I'm not even sure where to start or finish this, really. Dunne is incredible as the WWE UK champion. Roderick Strong, you know, took him all the way, in all honesty. Logistics says you're not going to have an American UK champion. So, part of you's thinking, oh, well, Dunne's going to retain this. But Strong made it look like he could win this title at any moment, which was fantastic. And it actually got me thinking, fantasy booking wise, that somebody should come along from outside the UK, win the UK title, and then refuse to defend it on these shores. I think that would be a pretty cool concept and storyline. Like, they'll defend it in Canada, in Mexico, in America, obviously, Japan, but they'll refuse to defend it in the UK. And that's what I was thinking. And this could have been Strong, or, you know, maybe it'll be someone else in the future. But yeah, the match was fantastic. I believed it would be, in honesty. The talent in the ring is top notch, isn't it? But I'm just going to add in a new thing of this week. And we're going to call it Match of the Week. So this is the front runner for Match of the Week. And we'll see if that's how it stays come the end of the show. But yeah, fantastic match. And pause this podcast and go and watch Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong for the WWE UK title on this week's NXT right now. Fantastic stuff. Velveteen Dream showed why he's such an amazing prospect in a backstage like interview. Teasing a match with Tyler Bate and, you know, being very negative about No Way Jose. So that's just showing the character progression. He's absolutely amazing. Aleister Black looks like he's scheduled for a match against Killian Dane after their showdown on the NXT broadcast. TM61 got a quick win against John Skyler and his tag team partner. And then the main event match was for the NXT Women's Championship, and it was Shayna Baszler, the Queen of Spades, against Ember Moon. And this was a good match in terms of storyline progression. I loved Moon's aggression and her fighting spirit going after Baszler, even after what happened to her at NXT TakeOver Philly. Baszler was on the back foot for the match, in all honesty, but still, you know, stayed in there. And then I like the fact that it's, you know, Kairi Sane is now involved in the transition to Sane versus Baszler instead of Moon and Baszler might actually be good for Baszler's progression as a professional wrestler. And it'll be good, you know, it'll be a good match when this takes place. So, yeah, kudos to the NXT booking team there. You've kept Baszler looking strong. Moon is looking amazing lately because she's really stepped it up. Kairi Sane's everyone's favourite pirate. And that's really interesting going forward. And NXT is just really flying at the moment. And like I said, Dunne versus Strong is out of this world, really. A fantastic match. So yeah, that's all I'd like to share about NXT.
This is the Bevweight, the Northern Bruiser Drill. You are listening to Broken But Glorious.
And then moving on to Five Star Wrestling here in the UK on Free Sports. There was issues with the, you know, technical difficulties during the show, which was unfortunate. But obviously we're talking about the positive in pro wrestling, so I just wanted to mention that first of all. Joey Axel looks a real find for Five Star Wrestling. I didn't know much about him on the first show, and now he's one of the stars of El Ligero. You know, put up a really great fight against him, and you know, Joey Axel finished him off with that submission move. The you know, Brock Lesnar used it. I'm not sure what it was called on the broadcast. Rampage Brown against Rey Mysterio didn't get going because he and Zach Gibson attacked Rey Mysterio until Rob Van Dam made the save. Once again, Zach Gibson was electric on the microphone. In the next match, Eddie Ryan defeated Marcus Burke. Marcus Burke is a new addition to Five Star Wrestling, Canadian wrestler. So, yeah, it's nice to see these, in this instance, a new addition, without saying too much. I thought he performed quite well, and Eddie Ryan is a, you know, really good wrestler in his own right, and looked pretty good in this match as well. And then, obviously, the commentators, Joe Hendry and Greg the Truth Lambert, were talking about Five Star Wrestling going back to Eddie Ryan's hometown of Plymouth next week. So it'd be interesting to see what's on the agenda for him and his hometown. The Modcast, which is always a highlight of the show, hosted by Flash Morgan Webster, was gatecrashed by the Masters of Cool, Chris Masters and Carlito. Colt Cabana was introduced to the Five Star Wrestling audience. Another name that is really good to see on the show. And then Grado was also on the Modcast as well. So two big names there in professional wrestling joining the Five Star Wrestling team. So that's really cool. And Grado and Colt Cabana went on to defeat the Masters of Cool, Chris Masters and Carlito in a good, fun, comedic match, which is always welcome on a broadcast. You know, in any way, shape or form, it's always good to have a comedy match. I wasn't able to see the five-star championship match between Jake Hager and Ryan Hunter because the broadcast went down. Likewise for Joe Hendry against Big Grizzly and PJ Black against Flash Morgan Webster. The broadcast came back on during the five-star tag team title match between champions Max Money and the UK Hooligans, Zach and Roy Knight. And it was a hell of a night for the Knights, excuse the puns, because Ricky Knight Jr. was on the pre-show as well. So, you know, the Knight family was really well represented on Five Star Wrestling this week. Really enjoyed this match as well. The Hooligans brought the fight to Max Money. And Max Money, you know, they kept up their end of the bargain, really. A really impressive tag team, considering it. I'm not sure they tagged before. They started with Five Star Wrestling. So, yeah, kudos to Max Dead and Sterling. They really are a good tag team and worthy of the Five Star Tag Team titles. So, yeah, congratulations to both men. And then the main event, which finally featured British wrestlers in the form of Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson, and Rampage Brown. They went up against Rob Van Dam and Rey Mysterio, and this was a good match, a great way to end the show. You know, Max Money got involved in the ending with Van Dam and Mysterio, and Grado and Colt Cabana made the save. Grado got a super kick from Rob Van Dam, who I guess thought, because he's British, he's against him. And, yeah, that was an interesting way to end the show. So I'm guessing going forward there's going to be some kind of eight-man tag or something along those lines. So, yeah, it was really good. And I think this is, you know, third week in, and this was the best five-star wrestling show from top to bottom. I mean, if we go back for it, Joey Axel versus El Ligero is definitely worth watching. Eddie Ryan versus Marcus Burke was a good match as well. Grado and Colt Cabana against the Masters of Cool was pretty good as well. Jake Hager is, you know, the five-star champion, and his introduction of Ryan Hunter was fun to watch. I didn't see the match, obviously. The five-star tag team title match was really good as well. And the main event, really impressed. So a great night for five-star wrestling. In ring wise, fantastic, fantastic show. And last but no means least, in my Positive in Pro Wrestling episode 3 is Impact Wrestling. And once again, this was a really good show. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Callihan was a good match, and the ending with OVE getting involved worked from a storyline perspective, because, you know, Sami Callihan and OVE going after Lashley in the first place is a, you know, a step up. And then for Eddie Edwards to come in and to stop the beatdown, and then, you know, to possibly form a tag team with Lashley against OVE, should be really interesting to watch going forward. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, really. Henya the Huntress versus Rosemary feels like the beginning of something that could be quite special. So good storyline progression, not necessarily with the match, but with the aftermath, the attack by Henya against Rosemary. So it was a really good setup to what could be something special in the future. Ali finds out who the secret admirer was. It's Laurel Van Ness, and she's kind of playing mind games with her. Tyrus is back in the Impact Zone, and him and EC3 took on Johnny Impact and Matt Sydal. And this was a pretty good match as well. Quite enjoyable match. Tyrus is a very good big man. EC3 is obviously amazing and has been incredible for Impact. Johnny Impact and Matt Sydal is actually a pretty cool tag team, and they should set the sights on the Impact tag team titles, really. It'd be interesting to see them against LAX or Cult of Lee. That'd be quite cool. Jimmy Jacobs and Kongo Kong went to Park and Park to search for Abyss, trash the office, and, you know, when Kong and Abyss meet one-on-one, it's going to be really, really good. So I'm looking forward to that. The Machine, Brian Cage, finally debuted and looked amazing in doing so. Hit all these power moves and looked really, really good. So, really bright future for him in Impact Wrestling, I believe. Trevor Lee and Caleb Conley, were really, really good again. They were such a good team and a tag team as well. And I'm looking forward to when they go after the Impact tag team titles. El Hero del Fantasma, I believe that's the correct way to say it, versus Taiji Ishimori for the Impact X Division title was a really good match. Really enjoyed this. The fact that AAA and Pro Wrestling Noah were meeting in an Impact Wrestling ring just shows how far Impact Wrestling's come in the brief time that they've, you know, been working on these relationships around the world. And then the main event, Austin Aries versus Eli Drake, was really good once again. Eli Drake's obviously amazing on the microphone and good in the ring. Austin Aries is amazing on the microphone and excellent in the ring, so they meshed really well. Back and forth match, near falls. They look like Eli Drake could, you know, regain his Impact World title. And it didn't happen on this occasion. The brainbuster by Austin Aries to win the match looked brutal, and it was fantastic. And Aries just looks like he's on a roll. I mean, he came to the ring with the IPW UK title belt, which was nice for British wrestling and British wrestling fans everywhere. He also came to the ring with the Destiny World Championship as well, and another title, which they didn't mention on the broadcast. So, he's got all the gold, all the belts, and he's just tremendous. And it's really great to see him back in the Impact Zone. And much like Five Star Wrestling, this was the show for Impact Wrestling. You could watch this one from start to finish like Five Star Wrestling. You could enjoy it thoroughly. So this is a pretty, you know, this is a banner week for Positive in Pro Wrestling, really, because I can't think of too much that's negative to say about the professional wrestling industry and, you know, the in-ring action and stuff. It's was all really good this week. So, yeah, a fantastic third episode of Positive in Pro Wrestling, where I can't think of too much that was negative about pro wrestling at all this week. So this was definitely the best show of the new era of Impact Wrestling. It was definitely the best show of Five Star Wrestling. 205 Live, you know, carried on doing what it's been doing, and NXT's in a heck of a, you know, hot streak itself. So, and match of the week wise, well, this is a no-brainer, really. Match of the week on episode 3 of Positive in Pro Wrestling has to be dun 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 for the WWE UK title. The Bruiserweight Pete Dunne, fellow Brummy, versus Roderick Strong. This was an absolutely superb match, as I've stated earlier in the podcast, and you need to go and watch it right now. Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and The Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a member here of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And in just under 2 weeks' time, at Pro Wrestling Cartel in the Oasis Market in Birmingham, England, I'll be doing a book signing and a Q&A live at the shop. So if you can get along, yeah, I would love to meet all my readers and my fans. And as a proud Brummy who's lived in three towns in the city, Small Heath, Sheldon and Stechford, for those keeping count, it's an absolute thrill, a privilege, a pleasure and an honour to be back in my home city, the place I'll always call home, in order to my first ever book signing. So yeah, I really look forward to meeting everyone on Saturday the 3rd of March at the Oasis Market Pro Wrestling Cartel in Birmingham. Yeah, thank you very much, everyone. Bye for now.